But anyway, there was a guy about my age. He come into church one day and he said, "Sir, can I give a testimony?" I said, "Sure." He come up and he said, "You know, these things you teach, I've been in church all my life and most of them I've never heard." But he said, "The other day, you see that woman sitting right back there?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Me and that woman have been married nearly 50 years. And he said, "A couple of weeks ago, we got into a serious disagreement." Well, that should never happen. But it does, doesn't it? Every once in a while, men and women get into disagreements. And so he said, "I went to bed mad at her that night. And I woke up the next morning, I was still mad at her." Now, does the scripture say, first of all, not only treat your wife gently and everything, but does he say, do not go to bed angry lest you give place to the devil? Scripture says that. So he went to bed angry. So the next morning he woke up with a very serious sharp pain in his back and his hip and his leg. And he said, "I went to bed with no pain, woke up with all this pain." Well, it was the devil. He had showed up because of his sin of anger. Now then, when he thought about what he had did, he said, "I repented and said, Lord, I'm so sorry that I got angry with my wife last night. I ask you to forgive me." Now he said, Thurman said in the Word of God, "I have power over the devil." And I read it, and he was quoting the Word. "So I now rebuke the devil and command him to leave me with this pain." And he said, "When I rebuked him, it got worse. Oh, he said, it hurt so bad, I thought something I didn't do right." And he said, "I thought, what did I do wrong?" And he said, "This little voice said, you didn't repent to your wife. Oh, Lord, I got to go repent to her?" So he said, "Okay, this pain sure is awful." So he said, "I went over and told my wife, honey, I'm so sorry I got mad at you last night. Will you forgive me?" And she said, "Of course, no problem." So he said, "Now I went back in the other room and I said, now, Lord, I've repented to you. And when I repented to you and rebuked this devil, this pain, he didn't go away. But now I've done what you said in your word and I have repented to you and to my wife." He said, "Now then, in the name of Jesus, I command this pain to leave." And he said, "Thurman, as God is my witness, that pain was gone just like that." Isn't it amazing that you have power over the devil as long as you don't give place to him? But when you give place to him, he don't go away when you command him to leave, because he's there because of your sin. Now, this is something that took me a long time to figure out in God's Word. But I learned when you walk in God kind of love, just like the Scripture says, you give no place to the enemy. Praise the Lord. Now, that Scripture clearly says your prayers will not be heard. That's pretty clear. The King James says your prayers will be hindered. But this says they won't be heard, so that's quite simple. Now then, let's go to verses 8 through 12, and let's see an example again of all Christians, what we should do as Christians, all of us, in 1 Peter 3, verses 8 through 12. Finally, all of you should be one of one man. This is a whole bunch of us, men and women, wives, husbands, single people. Finally, all of you should be of one mind, full of sympathy toward each other, loving one another with tender hearts and humble minds. Now see, this is the way we should be. Is that right? Does that make good sense? If all of us would be like that, would this be a wonderful place to live, the church? Amen. Absolutely it would be. Look what it says. Do not repay evil for evil. So if somebody does you dirty, what are you supposed to do? Talk about them? No. He says, don't retaliate when people say unkind things about you. Don't retaliate. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. So if somebody does you wrong, it's real easy to say, "Oh, that fool, I'll get even with them." Can we do that? Sure, people can't. Is that what we're supposed to do? No. We're supposed to say, "Lord, I ask you to bless that man or that woman. In the name of Jesus." Is that what we're supposed to do? Because look why. He says, when people say unkind things about you, instead pay them back with a blessing. That is what God wants you to do, and He will bless you for it. Now, do you want God to bless you? I do. So if somebody does something wrong to me, I'm just going to say, "Lord, I speak a blessing on them." I'm not going to go around talking evil about them. If somebody's doing something I don't like, every time somebody calls me on the phone, I'm going to say, "Oh, man, I mean, you know, this old boy, he's crazy, you know, you ought to hear what he did to me," or all this bad stuff. I mean, just bad stuff. Hey, I ain't going there. Because if I do that, God's going to curse me. You know that? He's not going to bless me. He's going to curse me. Now let's go to the next couple of verses. For the Scripture says, if you want a happy life and good days. Now, how many of you want a happy life and see good days? Is that all of us? Sure. For the Scripture says, if you want a happy life and good days, you must keep your tongue from speaking evil and keep your lips from telling lies. You know, if we read that and listened to that and believed that, we would stop talking evil about people, wouldn't we? If we believe this. I mean, for the Scripture says, if you want a happy life and good days. And I never met a Christian or anybody else, far as that goes, that didn't want a happy life and good days. I mean, is that where everybody wants to live? That's what Jesus came to give us. He came to give us abundant life. Well, the only way you can do it is His way. You cannot enjoy the abundant life if you're talking evil about all the guys and gals that's running around. You just can't do it. For if you want a happy life and good days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and keep your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Work hard at living in peace with others. Oh, living in peace with others, that ought to be a snap. But it's not, is it? No. But He tells you to work hard at it. Work hard at doing good and living at peace with other people. And if you do, your life will be blessed. In verse 12, the eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right, and His ears are open to their prayers. But the Lord turns His face against those who do evil. Now then, which one of those two scenarios do you want to fit into? The first one or the second one? Do you want the eyes of the Lord, which watches over all of us? He watches over those that do good, right, and evil, and His ears are open to their prayers, the ones that do righteous, not to the ones that do evil. So if you're living holy and obedient, and you want to see some prayers answered, what do you have to do? You have to walk holy and do what is right. And then if you do, when you come to the King and ask Him for something, what will He do? Sure, no problem. I'll answer your prayer. But if you just got through gossiping about somebody, you just got off the telephone with somebody, talking to somebody, telling them about how evil this guy was or how bad or how crazy this person was, ain't going to do no good to come and ask God for something because He's not going to answer your prayer. He says He will not. Now then, let's go back to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, and we've talked about everybody but the children. So now we can't leave them out. You know, the children are part of the family too. In Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. So children need to learn to obey. Of course, I know if you're a godly mother and father and you have children, they'll just automatically obey everything you tell them, right? Wrong. They don't do that, do they? No. What do you have to do to those children to get them to obey? You have to spank them once in a while. Unfortunately, you have to spank them to get them to obey. And that's unfortunate, but that's just the way life is. Then, in verse 3 and 4, and 1, no, we're still here. Honor your father and your mother. This is the first of the Ten Commandments that ends with a promise. Now see, most children don't know this, but this is in here, and if you don't do what this says, this can cause great havoc, great problems in your life, or if you obey, you can be blessed. It can even take your life at a short period of time, because it says so in the next couple of verses, verse 3 and 4. And this is the promise. If you honor your father and your mother, you will live a long life full of blessing. Now, how many want to live a long life full of blessing? Well, hey, I do too. Well, you have to honor your mother and your father. Because if you don't honor your mother and father, and you don't do what the Word says, your life will not be blessed, and it might be short. I have observed over the years, men, brothers, One of them was obedient to mom and dad, and he lived 60, 70, 80 years with no problem and was blessed in everything he did. And the other brother, he didn't honor mother and father, and he was cursed and had all kinds of problems, sickness, disease, devastation in his own family, and then died with cancer at 45 years old. You know, I mean, it's amazing. God's word means what it says. Everybody lives according to these rules, whether they know these rules or not. You know that? Everybody. And now a word to you fathers. Don't make your children angry by the way you treat them. Don't make them angry. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and instruction approved by the Lord. If you do that, you'll raise up some good children. But you, how fathers, are we going, or grandfathers, how are we going to learn how to raise our children? Study God's Word. That is the only place in the world that you can learn this. And here's the unfortunate thing about this. Most men's children are grown before they learn these principles. And that's what's so devastating. You didn't know how to love them. I mean, you know, maybe you weren't loved. Maybe you weren't raised up in a godly home. Unfortunate for you. So you didn't know how to love your own children. And so you didn't read the Word. And then finally you get 40, 50 years old. Now maybe you're already a grandparent. And now then you finally start learning these principles. You start studying God's Word. And then you think, oh, my lands. If I'd only known this whenever I was 20. Well, we should have been teaching it to us all alone. But we didn't do that. Now then, these are the examples of how we're supposed to live as Christians. How we're supposed to live our lifestyle. How we're supposed to live if we're led by the Spirit. How we're supposed to live as Spirit-guided men and women that are wives and husbands. And this is how children are supposed to live. This is the example that's laid down from God's Word, from these two sets of Scriptures, from Ephesians and also from 1 Peter. And they're really very clear and easy to understand. Now, if we would do what the King says, husbands, we would never have a problem getting our prayers answered. When you pray for your spouse, if your wife submits to you, loves you, and you love her like Christ loved the church, and she has a need, you can pray for your wife, and God will answer your prayer very quickly for your wife.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.